Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Showcase, our special music showcase. Today we have Kevin. And Kevin, can you pronounce your last name?
Tajay.
Tajay, that is beautiful. I didn't want to tear it up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us about your new album, The First Return.
Well, The First Return is my debut project. It's an R&B album that harkens back to a time where R&B music was heartfelt, where there were stories told that were actually worth telling. And it's produced by my good friend and brother, Ron Love, who did actually author one of the songs, lyrics and music. And the rest of the tracks on the album, the lyrics were all written by me, the arrangements were all by me, and my partner Ron from Monarch Productions handled the music duties. With this album, you know, I called it The First Return because it's my first album, but it's also a marking of a return to the style of R&B that really, really got a foothold in my heart as a kid, and that's that era of the 90s.
Okay. Sounds good. So I guess that brings me to the question, the inspiration for the title.
Uh-huh.
How did you come up with the, what inspired the title? Was it the with the fact that it's being your very first album?
Right. With it being my very first album and with it marking a return of R&B to its roots in some ways. So,
okay.
You know, I think there's one foot that's really steeped in, like, the tradition of good quality R&B music, but there's also another foot that's, you know, looking towards the future and looking possibly at a renaissance. And I believe that R&B is coming back. Well, this type of R&B is coming back. So it basically just marks those two things.
Okay, that soul R&B. I love it.
Yeah.
So who are some of your musical influences?
Well, the very first album I ever heard was Donny Hathaway's Extension of a Man. So that right there is my reason for falling in love with the genre. So Donny Hathaway, Luther Vandross, I was really, really big on R&B groups, which, you know, there aren't any R&B groups anymore. But
right.
I really love, you know, Blackstreet, Jodeci, Boyz II Men. You know, I really love Teddy Riley's work with New Jack Swing, Keith Sweat, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, Prince, of course. That For You album was amazing to me as a kid, and it still is amazing to me. And, you know, Michael Jackson is always going to be, I mean, he's just wonderful, you know. And although that, you know, Michael was a quote-unquote pop artist, you know, most of Michael's stuff is from that R&B wheelhouse, you know. So, those are just a few. I mean, I could go on for days. You know, there are other artists that are outside the genre that influenced me, like James Taylor, Willie Nelson, Bobby Caldwell. So, yeah, you know, those are just a few of the people that really inspired me.
Okay. Who would you say artist that you would love to work with?
Doesn't matter if they're living or dead or.
Well, living or dead. You know, like if you had an opportunity to work with someone that you really admire in music, who would, you know, name three that you would.
Three?
You know, yeah.
Okay. Of course, you know, Donny Hathaway. Of course, Luther Vandross. And Phyllis Hyman.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Beautiful. That's beautiful. I love all of them.
Yeah. They're all pretty exquisite. Yeah.
Yes. Now, I was reading on your website, and I was reading a little bit about you, and I see that you also have a love of acting. Which profession do you prefer, music or acting?
You know, the funny thing is, I don't really separate the two. I call on so many things that really helps in both those artistic arenas, but they both give me the same kind of enjoyment. They're both a expression that I really don't know how I could do without. So I have the same amount of passion for acting as I do for music. It just so happens that the album is what's going on right now. But I'm still acting. I've still got acting projects coming up. I still was able to make my first appearance on the big screen last year in a small role in a movie called Consumed, which stars Zoe Lister-Jones and Danny Glover and Anthony Edwards and Taylor Kinney from Chicago Fire. So that was a real fun experience. And so I'm really, really looking forward to getting more into that. But I have the same amount of passion for both.
Okay. So what's coming down the pipeline for you in 2016?
For 2016, I'll be touring, not just domestically, but internationally. We're still working on the details of that. I'll be in Chicago performing on Valentine's Day. I haven't been given the solid details just yet, so I can't really say when. But I will not when. I can say when, but where and all the details. But you can just take a look at my social media and my website, because as soon as I get them, I'll put that information out there. I'll be doing more screenwriting. In 2016, I've had some opportunities come up. I've also been cast in a play called Ferguson, which is written and directed by playwright Pichanda DuBose, and that will take place in L.A. And I'm looking forward to that. That's basically like a reworking of 12 Angry Men.
Mm-hmm.
But it centers around the Mike Brown case. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be really groundbreaking, I think. And there's some really, really talented people that are already getting lined up for that play. So it's great. You know, so I got that going, and I've been cast in a small film called Blame the Victim, where I'll play a battered husband. So I'm looking forward to stretching my wings that way. And right now, that's pretty much it for the first quarter of the year.
Okay, you with me.
There's some other stuff, but I can't talk about it. There's some other great, great stuff, but I can't talk about it yet. But
as soon as
I can, you'll see.
Okay. So how can our audience learn more about you and find you on social media?
Well, the first place to go, I'd say, would be the website, which is www.kevintajay.com. KVNTAJZEA.com. After that, social media, I'm everywhere as Kevin Tajay. I'm on Instagram as KVNTAJZEA, Kevin Tajay. I'm on Twitter with the same handle. And on Facebook, it's, of course, www.facebook.com/ Kevin Tajay. The album is available on the website for only $7.99, but it's also available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all other major digital retailers.
Okay, great. I have been listening to some of your music on your website as well as on iTunes. I'm loving what I'm hearing. So, you got a new fan.
great. I'm glad to hear that.
And hopefully, I can catch you when you come to Chicago.
Indeed. You know, it's not the first time I've been there, but it definitely won't be the last. You know, I love Chicago, and, basically this second leg of my musical career was basically rebirthed there in Chicago. So definitely, I'll be back.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you for sitting down with me today to talk about your new album. I wish you nothing but love and success. And just keep me posted, and, I'll help you blast out your journey across to our audience.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. It's been wonderful.
All right, then. Have a good one.
You too.